Zunge!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Ken Morton had owned the Bar X Ranch for only 4 months. He was a hard, stern, businesslike man. And as he talked to his foreman, Leo Bowman, his look was grim.
I got a heavy mortgage on this ranch, Leo. And I intend to pay it off as soon as possible.
Yeah, I know.
We got to save money.
Yeah, I've been trying all I can, boss.
I think we can cut down on our ranch hands. We've got too many. More than we need.
We'll need them later on, though.
When we need them, we'll hire some more. I want you to get rid of Haven and Tony Brown.
If you think we can do without him, all right.
Oh, and there's that old man, old Poncho. He doesn't do anything but eat.
Boss, you ain't gonna fire Poncho.
Certainly I am. I don't want any dead wood around here. He must be almost 80. He's no good at all.
But Poncho's been on this ranch ever since it started. Why, everybody who ever owned it always kept him on.
I'm too pinched for money to be charitable. But
Poncho was born in these hills. He wouldn't know where to go.
You heard what I said, Leo. Fire him.
Your young son ain't gonna like to have Poncho go. He follows the old man around all day. Poncho teaches him lots of things and tells him stories.
That ignorant old fool can't teach him anything. If I want a nursemaid for Billy, I'll hire one. Give him 2 weeks' pay. Tell him he's through.
Well, if you say so.
The setting sun threw flaming streaks over the top of the hills west of the ranch. A small boy of 10 sat beside an old man leaning back against the fence. Together they watched as the pink clouds turned to violet. Poncho puffed quietly on his pipe, and a feeling of peace and contentment stole over young Billy.
It's awful pretty, isn't it, Poncho?
Each night the sun, she paints a different picture over the hills.
You love the hills, don't you?
See, I love the hills.
Did you ever climb them when you were a boy?
Many times.
What's behind them, Poncho?
Mountains.
And what's behind the mountains?
That I cannot tell you.
Are there bears and things in the hills?
See, there are bears, mountain lions, wild creatures who love the hills like me.
There's a star. Make a wish, Poncho. What would you wish if you were sure you'd get it?
The old are different from the young, Billy. They do not want much. I have only one wish. To die where I can see the hills or hear the wind blowing over them. To have peace here where my fathers lived before me.
Gosh, I have lots of things I'd like to wish for. I wish I could climb the mountains like you did. And I wish I had a pony that would grow up like the big silver horse you told me about. And I'd be able to ride him like... Pancho, tell me another story about the Lone Ranger.
I will tell you. If you look straight where I am pointing, you will see a high peak.
You mean the high one under that purple cloud? The far one?
That is it. At the bottom of that hill, there is a cave. It is well hidden. Rustler's Cave, it is called. It was a few years ago, before your father owned this ranch, cattle began to disappear from it. But nobody could find who was stealing them.
You mean cattle rustlers?
See? One day, I was walking in the hills with my old dog, Shep, who is now dead. A rabbit ran in front of us, and Shep chased him. I followed and discovered they had gone into a cave. It was well hidden on the side of the hill. You catch that rabbit, Shep? Oh, no, he get away. Oh, what a big cave this is. Huh? Someone has been here? What is this? Running iron. Quiet, Shep. Someone comes. Oh, I leave my gun outside.
You think they might follow us? Nobody could follow us back into these hills. Anyway, that one hombre was mad. Even that Indian were probably looking for a few brands to change himself.
Well, I don't like the way they came down that hill when we left. They must have seen what we was doing.
Forget it. No man in a mask is going to object to a little rustling.
No. Quiet, Shep.
Say, did you hear something?
Yeah. Sounded like a growl.
It came from the cave.
Hey, come on. Get your gun ready. We'll find out what it is.
Quiet, Shep.
Who's in there? Come out, you. You're covered.
What? It's an old man. The dog.
My dog, he chased a rabbit in here.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm just old Pancho. I do no harm.
Ain't you the old man from Bayex?
I was just walking through the hills.
He is the one from Bayex. He was spying on us.
And you heard what we said out there, didn't you?
I am old man. I do not hear so well.
Don't give us that, Grandpa. If you don't want that dog shot, you better send him home. He might not like what we're going to do to you.
Please, do not hurt him. He is old like me. He can do you no harm.
You can do us plenty of harm. Now go on, send him home.
Go home, Shep. Go on, my old friend. Go home.
You better kiss him goodbye. You ain't going to see him again, Grandpa.
Go home, Shep. Go home. Goodbye.
He's gone. We gonna do this job in here?
No. Come on, you. Get outside this cave. If he walks out, it'll save us the trouble of carrying him. Come on, hurry up.
So, you are men who steal our cattle.
I thought you was deep.
You're gonna be any minute. And dumb, too. Walk over there beside them rocks.
I am old man. It does not matter.
You gonna do it, Bart, or do you want me to?
I need a little practice. Here goes.
Drop that gun. Drop it, I say.
What?
Oh! That's him in the trouble. You, I reach for your gun.
I won't.
Hello. That's the other one's gun. You bring some rope.
Don't hang us. Why, you look like an outlaw. You're wearing a mask. Why, we'll cut you in on this.
We're not going to lynch you. We're going to tie you up and take you to the Bar X. They'll know what to do with you.
I have seen you before. You are the Lone Ranger.
And you're old Pancho.
I remember you.
You saved my life.
Come on, Pancho. You better ride back to the ranch on my horse with me. Silver's waiting back here. Bring those men along, Toto.
Pancho, you mean you really rode with him on that big horse, Silver?
See? That was a day I will never forget. That horse. Riding on him is like riding on the wind. I would give much for one more ride like that.
Golly, you rode with the Lone Ranger.
To me, he's like this land. Like the mountains and the plains. Strong, calm, and free.
Put some potatoes on Billy's plate for him, Ken.
Dad, could I have a white pony?
You're too young for horse yet, Billy. Pass me a plate.
But I want to learn to ride. If I just had a white pony, I'd take care of him and everything.
Now eat your supper before it gets cold, Billy. Hurry up, Leo. Supper's on the table.
Yeah. I ain't very hungry tonight.
Did you talk to Poncho?
Yeah. I told Brown and Haven, too.
What? Ken, are you letting Pancho go?
I'm getting rid of all the dead wood, Mullah.
But Pancho's been on this ranch all his life.
That has nothing to do with me. I've owned it for just 4 months.
Dad, Pancho isn't going away, is he?
I'm afraid to, Billy.
But he won't know where to go. These hills and mountains, they sort of belong to him.
They belong to me now.
Oh, but Dad...
Now, eat your supper, Billy.
I don't think I want any supper.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going out to see Pancho. Pancho, you're going to leave the hills?
No. I do not leave the hills.
Are you going to live in them, maybe?
See, and maybe die in them.
But where would you sleep? In the rustler's cave, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't want you to go, Pancho.
Oh, you will forget, old Pancho. You will grow to be a fine big man.
I'll never forget you, Pancho. And I'll see you again. You wait and see.
Pancho disappeared that first night. Nobody knew where the old man had gone with his few belongings. A few days later...
Billy! Oh, Billy!
Yes, Dad?
Come on out here a minute. I have something to show you.
What?
Come on, hurry up. Come on, Sam. Look what's out here.
Dad! A pony! A white pony!
That ought to take your mind off your troubles.
Oh, he's wonderful. And a saddle on him.
Come on. You can ride him. He's gentle as a kitten.
Oh, Dad, I can't believe it. Help me up.
Yep. Up you go. There. Now, ride down to the corral, May.
Get up there.
Oh, Ken, I'm so glad you got the horse for him. I've been worried. He's been so lonesome since Pancho went away.
That'll take his mind off his troubles. There's Leo. What's on his mind? What's wrong, Leo?
Yeah, we found another calf kill last night, boss.
Another one?
Yep. It was half-eaten, and there were tracks of the biggest mountain lion I ever saw leading away from it.
It's getting thick in these hills.
Yeah. And we're so short of ranch hands, it's going to be hard to get time to hunt it down.
Well, I'll get down with you.
Boy.
We'll see if we can tell where those tracks lead.
Look, Leo, did you see my pony?
Yes, Billy. He's a beauty.
I have to leave now, Sam. Now, take care of him. You can ride him for a while.
Come on. Thanks again, Dad.
Yeah.
Be careful now, Billy.
I will, Mom. I'll see you later. Get up. I gotta think of a good name for you, pony. As soon as I get to know how to ride better, we're gonna go to the Rustler's Cave. I want to show you to Pancho. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Old Pancho, with some game that he had snared hanging over his shoulder, walked along the trail into the hills. Suddenly, he heard horses approaching.
Who is this?
Oh, Silver,
hold on.
Hello there. You're Old Pancho from the Bar X, aren't you?
Si, senor.
Aren't you quite far from home to be walking?
Oh, I am no longer there at the Bar X.
But where do you live?
Here, in the hills.
Oh. Why did you leave the Bar X, Pancho?
I am old, senor. I am no longer useful. They do not want me.
Don't want you? But, Pancho, you can't live in the open. It'll be cold soon.
Oh, remember the cave where once you saved my life?
Rustler's Cave?
See, it is dry and protects me. It is here, in the heart of my hills.
I see. I'll find a place for you to live, Pancho. There are many ranches around here where you'll be welcome. I'll find you a place where you'll be warm and never go hungry.
Heaven bless you, senor. Fate, she is kind to me. She always brings you to me when I need you most.
I'll come back for you soon, Pancho. I'll come to the Rustler's Cave. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Gracias, senor. I will be waiting.
Adios.
Where you find home for old man, Kimasabi?
I'm sure someone around here will take him in. I'll pay them for his board and room if necessary, so he'll be comfortable the rest of his days. Come on, boy. Come on.
Billy had just finished saddling his pony as his father approached.
Well, Billy, getting along fine with you, Eddie. Here, let me tap that cinch a little.
I can handle Cal all alone now, Dad. He knows everything I say almost.
Where are you planning to ride today?
Oh, I don't know. Just around. Oh, whoa, pal. Hold still.
Well, don't go too far away.
I won't. Get up. Hi, Leo. Whoa, Van.
Hi there, Billy.
Steady. Well, boss, we almost caught that mountain lion.
Almost.
He got away.
Yeah. We had that trap set for him down in the valley. We got there, part of his foot was in it. Two toes. There was blood all over the place. And the tracks led into the hills. But he went through some high grass and we lost the trail.
We'd better plan to hunt for him in the morning. At least he won't try killing any cattle tonight.
We'd better get him soon. It's dangerous having a wounded cat around like that. You can't tell what a wounded one will do.
Tell the boys to get their rifles ready. We'll start at dawn tomorrow.
Billy rode his pony toward the big, crooked peak that rose against the sky. The clear air was deceiving, and the peak seemed closer than it was. When he reached the foothills, the sun was well into the west. But Billy had gone too far to turn back. He left the main trail and headed straight for the base of the hill. But soon the terrain was too difficult for the pony. He tied the pony to a bush and headed for the base of the peak on foot.
Pancho!
Billy!
Oh, I knew I'd find you. I've missed you so.
Billy! Oh, how you get here so far from home?
I wanted to see you in the Rustler's Cave. Take me to it, Pancho.
Oh, it's this way. I was just going to it when I hear you call. I have not been there since morning.
It sure is nice to see you again. As soon as I see the cave, I want you to see my new pony. I rode him here. He's tied up about a quarter mile away.
The cave is here, through these rocks.
Golly, Pancho, you sure live far from everything. This must be a wonderful. I wish I could stay with you.
He's not so comfortable for old bones. Here's the cave.
See, behind these bushes. I never would have found it. I'm going in.
I will come, but first I get some water.
Gee, it's big.
As Billy entered the cave, two fiery eyes watched him from a corner. A tawny shape crouched low as the boy came toward it, and then Billy heard the growl. The mountain lion, cornered in a cave where it had taken refuge, driven by fear and hate, sprang at the unsuspecting child. Instinctively, Billy leaped to one side and screamed.
Help, Poncho, help!
Billy, what is wrong?
Poncho, look out!
I get my knife.
Help, help! Help, help!
Help, help!
Poncho, quick! You killed it.
Poncho, are you all right?
What happened?
Toto, help me pull this beast off.
I didn't see it. It was in the cave. It came after me, and Poncho stabbed it with his knife.
You're lucky that Poncho was here, son. These are bad animals when they're cornered.
Oh, him bad hurt?
Yes, he's badly mauled.
Is he still alive?
He's still breathing, but he's losing lots of blood. Toto, help me bind up his wounds. Then we'd better get him to the nearest ranch.
Our ranch is closest. Oh, please, don't let him die. He saved my life.
We'll do our best, son. Remember, he's an old man. Make a bandage out of a piece of his shirt, Toto.
You're wearing a mask.
Yes.
And he's... You called him Tonto.
His name is Toto.
Then you're the Lone Ranger.
Hi, this Toto. How did you know who I was, son?
Tonto told me all about you. He thinks you're the most wonderful man in the world. How did you happen to come here?
I promised Poncho I'd take him away from here. I came to get him. We heard the noise and scream just as we rode up.
Please bring Poncho to our ranch. I'm Billy Morton. My father owns the Bar X.
That's where Poncho was born.
That's where he wanted to live and die. That was his only wish.
After saving your life, I'm sure your father would grant that wish.
Oh, I know he would.
There, all right, Tonto. Help me lift him. Be careful, he's still unconscious. We'll get him back to the Bar X.
Did you find Billy, Ken?
Yeah, no way. I thought maybe he'd come back by now.
There hasn't been a sign of him. It's dark. I know something happened.
Well, we'll start right out again. I just wanted to check to see if he'd come back while we were looking. Ben and Leo are waiting. You haven't shown up, boys. We'd better start...
Hey, boss. There's someone coming toward the house.
What? Oh, thank heaven. Billy, are you all right?
I'm all right. Poncho saved my life.
Poncho! And who's this?
They're friends of his. Poncho's hurt.
Maybe take him in the house, Mr. Morton.
Yes, yes, of course.
Let me tell him. Be careful.
I went into a cave, and a mountain lion was in it. It jumped me. Poncho tried to stab it with a knife. He fought with it, and then this man came and shot it.
Poncho trying to fight it?
Poor old man.
Bring him into the house. Take him to my bedroom.
He's breathing, but he's badly hurt. That's all we can do for him.
He's breathing kind of hard.
Come on, Billy. You better get some rest.
Go with your mother, Billy.
Goodbye, Masked Man. I hope I'll see you again.
Goodbye, Billy. We'll take good care of Poncho.
Good night. And thank you again.
Good night.
Look. He's conscious. Poncho.
Where am I?
You're back at the Bar X, Poncho.
The Bar X. Oh, the land of my fathers. Oh.
And you're going to stay here, Poncho, the rest of your days.
Oh, you did this, masked man. You gave me my wish.
Lie back, Poncho, and try to sleep a little.
Let me take your hand.
Here, Poncho.
You're like the plains and hills, the west. Strong, brave, free.
Come on, Poncho. Let me help you up.
But I'm sick and old.
Get up. Take my hand. Come on, Poncho. Remember my promise.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming.
Silver. Climb up on him, Pancho. There in front of me.
I did not think I could ever ride again.
Easy. Come on, Silver. Come on, big fellow.
Where are we going?
I promised you I'd take you where you'd never have to worry again.
Yes. Look. Look at the hills. There's light breaking over them.
We're riding straight to the top.
Ah, oh, this horse. It is like riding in the wind.
Oh, Silver!
His hooves. They're like music.
Oh, Silver!
Look at the old man. He's sitting up.
Pancho, are you all right?
He stopped breathing. He's dead. Look.
He's smiling.
Yes, old partner. You're gone. It's a pity more men can't have the faith and courage you had. And let live so that when their summons comes to join that innumerable caravan, it moves to that mysterious realm where each shall take his chamber in the silent halls of death. Thou go not like a quarry slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust. Approach thy grave like one who wraps the draperies of his couch about him and lies down to pleasant dreams.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.